Comedy Store Wrestling is brought to you by Pro-Am Belts. They make the coolest custom belts for any occasion you may have. We're in the middle of fantasy football season, so why not get yourself a custom belt instead of a little trophy? What is this, Little League? You want to be a champion. And these are the real deal. Real leather, heavy-duty plates, nothing like it out there. Follow them on Instagram at Pro-Am Belts. Make sure to use the promo code 10FF to get 10% off your custom belt today.
This is Comedy Store Wrestling.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the world-famous Comedy Store for another episode of Comedy Store Wrestling. My name is Eddie Torres, and with me, as always, across the way, the inappropriate one, Earl Skakel.
It's a new Earl. It's the appropriate one.
Oh, the appropriate one.
I love everybody.
Exciting. I'm excited for this new change, this face turn from heel to face.
This is... From now on, this is like Nikita Koloff turning with Dusty Rhodes.
Now he loves holes in his t-shirts.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Right. By the way, Pro Wrestling Tees, I want to order some more t-shirts now that we've buried the hatchet. I want holes in them. I want pin marks. I want rip tags.
Wait, bury the hatchet. Did you talk to them?
No.
Oh, okay.
They didn't return my 50 messages.
Bastards. How dare you? Anyway.
I'm all about forgiveness.
I think they made this shirt. This is from that AEW crate. I got this Blackpool Combat Club shirt, which looks like you could get it at Walgreens. But whatever. I wanted to wear it to support Bloody Mox. We have a lot to talk about. We had the Elimination Chamber that happened this past weekend. And I want to go through the matches real quick here. Theory wins the Chamber. And it looks like he'll be facing John Cena at Mania.
Didn't I say Theory would win?
Yeah, you did. I think so.
Who won? Yeah. Are we covering that later?
No. I think Eddie and I tied.
We tied.
He had my wrong result on the page. I never said it was a DQ.
So it's
technically
funny. I went back and I listened. What you said was Roman will take it with Jay costing the title. So my brain just went, Jay costing the title, that's a DQ. That's why I did it. I didn't. There was no shenanigans.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. Mm. But either way,
it was a pretty good event.
It was fun. It was fun all the way through. I think five matches has been their standard now for the last couple pay per views, and I like that. Keep it short. I don't need 27 matches like AEW tries to do. You know what I mean?
Well, the old Earl would lie and say I watched it, and I would just let you carry the load and just kind of bullshit. Oh yeah, that was cool. I did not watch it.
Oh,
new Earl, it's truth telling.
Should watch it though. It was fun. I mean, I was hoping for a different outcome from Theory, but I kind of knew he would win. They're really putting a lot behind this kid, and I mean, I get it. He's got the look, he's got the body, he's got the mic skills. He's really good on the mic. You know, even when you compare him to people like Baron Corbin, it's, you know, he looks like a superstar. But yeah, I'm excited for it, and I think him and Cena make sense at Mania. I hope Cena wins the belt.
Is that the belt that Cena never... No, Cena held that belt. Cena was never IC champ. I want Cena to take that title off Gunther.
Oof.
Hey, whatever keeps him off of a film set, I don't care what... I don't care what belt.
And we lost Earl again.
No, I mean, you know, I'm on the opposite side for this. Like, I want him out of the ring and just keep him in shows and movies or something.
No, please. Give him both belts. Throw him a tag belt, too. Whatever they have, give it to him. Like, I can't take his acting anymore. It's awful. It's truth. It's Earl telling the truth.
Yeah. Well, we also had Asuka win the Women's Chamber. Which is good, because, I mean, she was a clear winner from just the poster alone. She was right up front with her new makeup. So she'll be facing Bianca Belair at Mania. You think it's time now? Bianca's been... They don't even talk about how long Bianca's had the belt, but she's had it for a long time.
Yeah, since SummerSlam, right?
Maybe more than that, no?
Didn't she lose it and get it back pretty quickly?
She lost it to Becky in like a 10-second thing when Becky returned, but that was like a year and a half ago.
Oh, really?
That was a while ago. I don't know. Maybe I'm off, but I just feel like Bianca's been champ forever, and I'm always saying, okay, now it's time for her to drop the belt, and she doesn't. So I'm hoping this is time. Asuka needs the belt, I think. Asuka needs a push.
It does seem like they're building her, like, to win.
Yeah.
So I don't really see Belair winning at WrestleMania. I mean, this is Asuka's moment, and by moment, I mean the next few months. Like, She's in the prime position to take off.
Yeah, it's crazy because back when she was in NXT, she was the longest. She was undefeated. She was like the Undertaker, undefeated streak and all this. And then the second they made her lose, she just kind of started spiraling out.
Well, they do that a lot with people. Yeah. Like they build them up, and then they just bury them.
Yeah.
But like Sami Zayn, he's come back full. Yeah, that's like, true. Yeah. And losing to some guy in Jackass. Like now he's not the top guy, but he's definitely one of the more popular people.
He's
right
main
now.
Eventing premium live events. So yeah.
I don't want to be that guy, but I feel like WrestleMania is the event where you really want to root for one person or the other. And unfortunately, because Asuka English isn't her first language, I just feel like no one's going to be excited for that rivalry. Mm. Like there's no, the trash talking is kind of gone. She has her three lines that she says, you're not ready for Asuka. Mm-hmm. And there's no like actual trash talking where I think the Charlotte Rhea rivalry is going to really be something that people want to see just because they're invested in what's been going back and forth. Like Asuka's bleeding from the mouth, blue shit. I'm like, what?
Yeah, what are you, the Great Muda? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll take that over her trying to do a promo.
Yeah, exactly.
Just be crazy and scary,
yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, I think they have the same problem the UFC did. I know this is not an MMA podcast, but yeah. With Amanda Nunes, who could barely, she was the champ, clearly the best in her field, but she could barely speak English. So it's like, you know, they got her like one Modelo commercial where she didn't have to say anything. But I think it's the same thing with Asuka. Like, unless you got her some weird, I don't know what a Japanese product that's big in America is, you know, I don't know if there's a Japanese toilet paper.
Video games? She likes video games.
Yeah, like there Nintendo, I guess.
Yeah, Capcom, Nintendo, something like that. That'd be cool. But, I mean, yeah, if she becomes champ, I don't see it lasting a long time.
It's going to be a good match. I'm just not going to be excited for the match.
Yeah.
And she's not big enough. Like, you know, Vince or whoever's in charge. Vince.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, they tend to like bigger females. I mean, outside of Alexa Bliss, they, you know, they like Charlotte and, you know, some more muscular.
Yeah, Bianca's definitely, you know, jacked.
Yeah, so I don't know if she has the build.
Well, we'll see. If Triple H is in charge, Triple H was the one in charge of her when she had her undefeated streak. And then when she got called up, that's when everything fell apart. So if Triple H is genuinely in charge, Asuka might stand a chance. Going into that, actually, I've been hearing a lot of back and forth on the internet about Vince being involved with the Bloodline story. You know, now that he's not involved in creative, but he is involved in creative. I mean, it's a weird feeling to just be kind of completely like disconnected. Like, I don't care. As long as the product is good, if Vince is involved, I don't, whatever, man. What, who the fuck are we to try and decipher that?
Well, we're the people who are going to buy the pay-per-view.
Yeah, but if the story's still, like, look, they're saying that he was involved in the Bloodline story.
I doubt he was.
Story in pro wrestling. I fine, whatever, you know, if he was.
That did not seem like a Vince. I did not see his fingerprints on any of that storyline. That seemed very much a Triple H, you know, build it. Vince would have had some wacky, you know, angle come in and just ruin it. But because I think if you have Vince involved, clearly him and Triple H are of different eras and different mindsets of how to get the product to television. You know, I hope it's Triple H, even though, you know, I'm not like his biggest fan for a certain WrestleMania a couple years ago.
Well, I can imagine Vince saying, you know what would be funny? Let's throw Sammy into the Bloodline. And then it just happened to work out. Like, I can imagine that happening where
that.
He made a stupid decision and it just happened to work out because Sammy's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's possible. I mean, I honestly don't care anymore. I obviously don't want Vince era WWE coming back because what we're getting now is really good. Even if it's a lie, even if it's just a cover and people saying Triple H is in charge, whatever it is, I like where we're at. Just keep it going that way. And I don't really care what's happening behind the scenes. But well, we'll see where that goes. Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley's match ended in a way that I was not expecting.
How did it end?
So Bobby put Brock in the Hurt Lock, and then Brock low-blowed him. He went, kicked him in the balls from behind, got disqualified.
Solid move.
I mean, this is something that this... They,
I've been kicked in the balls. It's no joke.
It's no joke. But, like, look, they've been building this thing in a very weird way already where, like, Brock is a face and Bobby was kind of a face, but then he did some heel shit on Raw, and it's been very weird. I thought this was building up to a triple threat with Bray Wyatt to Mania, because, you know, Bray Wyatt came out and challenged whoever wins that match, I want next. And Brock low blow DQ'd, and people are like, well, that was Brock being smart and getting out of a match with Bray Wyatt.
But I mean, like, how do you DQ someone on a low blow when I know it's pro wrestling, but there's eye gouging, there's, like, you know, knives and stuff being used as weapons, you know, light bulbs or whatever. Maybe not in WWE, but there's a lot of stuff. And a low blow is like, all right, we can't have that.
Yeah, right. So the plan, apparently, according to what we're going to see on Raw next week, is Brock versus Omos. Oof.
What?
Yep. MVP came out, did a cut of promo, so we're going to see if Brock accepts the challenge, which apparently that's what he's going to do, because the plan is Brock Omos and then Lashley versus Bray at Mania, which I don't even care to see Lashley versus Bray. Why are we getting this? I'd rather see Bray Wyatt and his faction against like the Hit Row people that he destroyed. Like, I'd rather see that than Lashley versus Bray Wyatt. I don't see a point in that.
See, that's the problem I see with this WrestleMania, is they're not a lot, and granted, it's still a while before the final card. There's just not a lot of matches where you care.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the kiss of death on any pay-per-view. And there's really no one you could bring back. There's no, like, that big surprise. I mean, outside of The Rock, which that would be pretty cool.
FTR.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know if they necessarily, like, in WWE world, move the needle. But it'd be cool.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. We'll see where I go. I'm not, as a Bray Wyatt fan, I'm very sad at how this has all been. Like, I like what they did with Hit Row. That was kind of cool. Just kind of squashed them. It kind of makes them feel powerful. And it was cool to see Bray and Uncle Howdy, because Uncle Howdy is very obviously Bo Dallas. It's same facial hair, same structure, the same little fucking cross earring he used to wear. It's him. So it was nice to see. I kind of felt like a little warm fuzzies with, oh, look, it's the brothers in the ring at the same time. I would even like to see them go after the tag titles, because obviously at this point, Bray winning a major singles title isn't even in the picture right now.
No, but I also need LA Knight back. Why is this guy not on a microphone somewhere? What the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
See, that's very AEW-like what they did with him. You build him up, and then he's just like, where is he?
Well,
like,
I think he botched that Bray Wyatt spot. It was his fault. He was not in position for Uncle Howdy's jump into him, and it looked ridiculous, and everybody talked shit about it on the internet the next day. So it wouldn't surprise me if people are, like, cooling their jets on him now because he botched a big pay-per-view spot. You know, which sucks, but
I mean, that whoever decided on the Mountain Dew blackout should be fired.
That's definitely a Vince.
I think that's what botched the match.
Yeah. That might have been a Vince move. I've got an idea. Let's make the whole arena dark. Yeah. Wear neon.
I don't think it was Bray, because people were, like, trying to blame Bray. They're like, oh, he always does weird shit. It's like, I think Bray did what he could with what he was given. They were like, we have to do this Mountain Dew thing for the money. What can you come up with? And he came up with the fucking, you know, rave party that we got.
Yeah, I don't think Bray said, hey, guys, I really want to include Mountain Dew in this match.
Well, that's why I appreciate Logan Paul so much, because he hasn't really had a botch yet. Like, and he's done some wacky moves. So
yeah.
When you see a guy who's skilled in wrestling, like, well,
he's
LA
kind
Knight.
Of a vet. He's been there 15, 20 years. He's just not in WWE. He's been everywhere else. You know.
Right. No, I mean, that's why I respect, you know, Logan Paul, because he's pretty new to wrestling, and he's doing some high risk, you know, potential blown spot moves, and LA Knight is much more experienced. So,
yeah,
you know, but they're running out of time to, like, resuscitate him in time for a big Mania moment.
That's going to be the Logan Paul Rollins match is going to be the match of the night. Of the two nights, I think. I think it's going to be the best match of both nights.
I hope he has a genuine wrestling match, because I kind of feel like Logan Paul's being pigeonholed into, like, the spot guy. Like, there's always a crazy spot in all his things.
Well, I think that's the cool thing about what he can do. He can be the spot guy and not have Rollins get too hurt being the spot guy. And Rollins could be the wrestler that carries him for the rest of the match. Like, that's why they're pairing him with good people.
I don't know. Not that I wish ill on anyone, but if anyone deserves to get hurt a little bit, we've talked about it before. Rollins has potentially ruined a lot of careers.
Well, here's my thing. And Rollins strikes me as the type of an old school wrestler guy with his mentality and looking at Logan Paul going to himself. I'm not saying he's going to go into business for himself, but he doesn't strike me as the type that, you know, I'll do the job to you. I'll make you look good, even though I've been busting my hump for 20 years in indies, Ring of Honor, broken this, broken that, and you just come in and you're going to beat me at Mania? I don't think so.
No, I think now that Logan lost his first match, Rollins is going to beat the shit out of him. I think he's going to become a good heel, interfere in all of Rollins' business, and then Rollins is going to beat him at Mania. Because Rollins, this is what kills me about WWE, he's in his prime right now. He should be champion.
100%.
And Roman's been holding both titles for 2 years. It's enough already.
Yeah.
And I love Roman and I love the storyline, but enough. Rollins should be champion right now.
Well, that also brings up a good point I forgot to bring up. Logan Paul's officially a heel, which thank God for that, because he's naturally a heel.
Oh, the Paul brothers are just...
Yeah, but at the pay-per-view, since you didn't see it, Montez Ford got an injury angle. It was a work, but... It was enough to get them to slowly carry him out of the ring, keep the door open long enough for Logan to come in and cost Rollins the match against Theory. So that kind of set up that feud for Mania, which was done right. That's how you do it.
They just flew him to Montreal just to jump in for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Nice work if you can get it.
Yeah, man. Right. we also got Edge and Beth beating the Judgment Day. Again, the
so
Edge.
Over this. So he, over this fucking group.
And it's not over. That's the other part. That's what makes it worse. It's not over. Because now we're getting Edge and Finn one-on-one at Mania, possibly in a Hell in a Cell match, and possibly with the Demon coming back, Demon Finn.
Again, these two are going to fight forever. Stop it.
Yeah. But that could steal the whole card if it's a great match. I mean, Edge does... Given his physical limitations, he does seem to shine in the big moments. So. Yeah.
I'll take a Hell in a Cell match with the Brood Edge versus Demon Finn. That'll be fun, and it's a good spectacle
and
for
a
everybody
cage
at Mania.
For Prison Dom.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
Do please. What they did to RoboCop. Put him in the cage.
Dude, and it's so funny that Dom just keeps looking more and more like Eddie Guerrero as time goes by. That storyline with Rey Mysterio is still going. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, there's not much to say. Beth looked great. Shout out to her with her tribute to Bull Nakano. That was awesome with the face paint.
Also, how desperate are we for Hall of Fame inductees that all of these women that are still able to do it and kick ass have all been inducted already? Like her, Lita, Trish, they're all coming back. They're all in amazing shape, killing it. Fucking Michelle McCool is going to be probably inducted this year.
That's insane.
And it's like they're all still able to wrestle. They're in their 30s and 40s. What are we doing?
There's nobody else.
There's plenty of people. Sid, forget about Kamala.
No, we're talking about the females.
It doesn't
Sid's
matter.
A female. He just transitioned.
He's Sydney now.
Sydney. But yeah, no, I get your point. I mean, because, yeah, they introduced her Hall of Famer, Beth Phoenix, and it just feels weird because she's in there kicking ass. Thankfully, though, they made Finn eat the pin and not Rhea, because I was worried about that. Like, if they do lose, Rhea's got a match coming, like a championship match. Can't have her eat a pin. Thankfully, it didn't do that.
Well, they should have had Charlotte. She could have ate the pin with a Charlotte interference.
That too.
Just
that
too. To...
Add a little more fire.
Yeah, because now I don't think Finn is... Oh, yeah, gonna survive a cell match.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, unless he's Demon Finn, that's the only way. Demon Finn.
Forgot about Demon Finn.
Typically undefeated.
A lot of people did.
Was defeated by God last time he faced Roman Reigns. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, God's a powerful man. Or woman, whatever.
You know they tried to do that, right? I don't know if you remember that.
What?
So it was Demon Finn versus Roman Reigns. Finn went up to do his coup de grace to win the match, right. And the buckle fell off, and he fell. And then Roman just looked at the sky like God did that.
That's possible. God could be a wrestling fan. or whatever you believe in. Allah.
Yeah. Speaking of Roman, the main event in Montreal, Sammy versus Roman was pretty much what I expected. Good match. Hard hitting. The crowd was on fire. I mean, worth watching the pay-per-view just for the crowd.
I did watch that match on an illegal feed, so I apologize for that, Triple H. I'll give you a couple bucks when I see you.
All right. But yeah, great match. You know, the story was perfectly told. The crowd was going nuts. They let Sammy get some, you know, good offense in. The Jay came in as a surprise, which was a surprise to me because, as far as I know, it's hard to get into Canada when you have DUIs, but I guess money talks. So Jay was there, surprised. They did the whole spot with the chair that they did with Sammy. You know, Roman was going to hit Sammy, and it was like, nah, you do it. And then it didn't work out. So Sammy ends up spearing Jay. I guess they'll use that to fuel the fire of Sammy and KO. But there was a segment on Raw where Sammy asked KO, like, hey, you know, you want to help me take the bloodline down? And KO just said, nah, dude, you've turned your back on me so many times. Like, I'm good. I'll do it alone. So it'll be interesting to see how that develops, if they do end up tagging up, which I feel like that's the move, right?
Yeah, 100%.
I could tell you how they got into Canada. WWE's dangling that WrestleMania Montreal carrot right over them.
Yeah,
they've been talking about it for years, and Sammy was talking about it in an interview and was like, we had a good chat about it last week, him and Triple H, I think he said. So it's like they're dangling that carrot. They could get whoever they want into that fucking country.
We'll bring a lot of money to your country if you just allow this one dude who's not going to drive. We promise he won't drive. Yeah, but that was interesting to see him pop up. And recreate that chair spot with him. So, I don't know. Good match. A lot of people were upset that Sammy didn't win, but I think nobody picked Sammy. All of us picked Roman.
I mean, I don't think you can have Roman lose before WrestleMania.
Right. So. Even my wife, who doesn't really watch, she was saying that. She's like, Roman cannot lose the belt before Mania. Sorry. That's just, you have to, if he's going to lose, it's going to be there. And that's it.
Now, speaking of God, did I just see an angel pop in? All right. Oh my God! Oh, is she coming in for AEW? I mean, she might want to blow her brains out.
Oh, are we still filming?
Yes. All we're right. Still filming. So
we have Sarah Tiana's here.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello. Good to see you.
Good seeing you too.
Hi. Sarah is the best.
She is.
Well, I mean, I don't know how they're gonna feel about me after this.
Well, you're here as an outsider. It's fine.
Definitely an outsider.
It is a male fan base.
Well, maybe I'm an insider into that.
Yes, you know? We need more girls watching.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, you know, I don't know if you remember.
Oh.
One of the reasons I'm even here right now is you.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Sarah and Rick brought me on to talk with strangers, I think it's called. Talk to strangers.
Rick Ingram's talks.
Yeah.
Rick Ingram talks to strangers.
Yeah. And after that's where I met John, and everything just kind of
here we
now
are.
Here I am.
Now
you can't leave. Yeah. So thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna go through the AEW news as quick as possible so I don't bore you to death.
Please, I'm excited to hear about it.
WI.
Tony Khan made a big stink about his huge announcement on Dynamite, and it wasn't that huge. It was just announcing that he's got a brand new 1-hour show, all access AEW behind the scenes, showing like the recovery of Adam Cole and all that stuff. And it's like, dude, that's cool, but like that's not huge. And also, we need more wrestling, not more behind the scenes.
Once again, men claiming something's huge, and it's not that huge.
Well, I think we've seen the picture.
Maybe you've seen it.
The only way that show works is if Sarah writes for it. So
seriously, I mean, I'm all for all access shows, but it's not anything new. It's
That's the only way they're going to squeeze the rest of their roster into TV, because they took everyone the WWE let go of.
Yeah.
And there's no TV time for them.
That's what I'm saying. That the announcement should have been another hour of Rampage or another show so we can get all this giant roster on TV, not some behind the scenes nonsense. That shouldn't even be announced. That should just happen.
Like, that's
by
a
the
WWE
way, next week we got this thing happening.
A good signing. Maybe we got Will Ospreay or Jay White.
Yeah, a big signing would be cool, but that was not a huge announcement, Tony. I'm sorry.
And he's listening, so
roast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's listening.
Tony, we love you. Don't listen to what this guy's
I love
saying.
AEW. I'm wearing one of your shirts. I'm just saying that wasn't that big of a deal. next up, we've got MJF came out on Dynamite and cut a killer promo on Bryan Danielson. Did you see it?
I did. Of course I did.
Yeah. It was apparently very real, based on reality. He was engaged to a model. I forget her name, but she left him, and so he used that as the fuel for the promo.
I've been there.
Been there, done that. Huh?
When someone else was dating him? Like,
yeah. I was the model. No,
your model left
model.
You for someone else?
It just sounds like a recent storyline in my life.
But yeah,
what
man.
Was her name?
Oh,
she's from Alabama.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, the promo was great. Kind of fired everybody up for the 60-minute Iron Man match at Revolution this Sunday. Is it this Sunday? No, next Sunday. Sorry, next Sunday. But yeah, what did you think about the promo? I mean,
well, we said it before. Like, he keeps it real. Like,
yeah.
He blurs the line of scripted. Here's something you can say out there, and then he gets. I think when he gets going, he just says, "F the script. I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about." Sounds like someone I know, but. You know, he's the best in the business. He's the best heel in the last 15 years.
Sarah, what do you think an Iron Man match is?
Ooh, yeah, that's a good question. 60-minute Iron Man match.
An Iron Man
60
match.
Minutes.
60 minutes of an Iron Man. Well, I mean, it's not a comic book person.
That's correct.
And it's not a, like, triathletes trying to prove themselves.
No, it's not.
I was still just trying to figure out what MGF meant.
Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
He's like a Jewish heel.
Super, yeah.
No, he's that's really real. Jewish real. In real life. So
very, very Jewish.
A lot of his promos are based on being made fun of, being called Jew boy, and like he keeps it real.
Yeah.
He has a Jewish star on his Burberry scarf.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So do I.
Fair.
But yeah, it was great. I mean, there was a line in that promo where he was talking about he gave value to the belt in a way I've never seen before, where he was like, "This is the only thing keeping me from swallowing a handful of pills." I'm like, "Jesus, man." Like,
wow.
All right, then.
It's a dedicated wrestler.
It's a life and death thing for him, I guess. Yes. So
that, I'll guess, was one of the scripted lines. I don't see anyone wanting
to. He's going to commit suicide. You should probably take the belt away, too.
Yeah, like, let's have a car.
Apparently, can things are that? Very bad over there at HBO Discovery.
But yeah, great promo. It got me excited for that match. Next, we had the Hangman and Mox are fighting again for the fourth time. For some reason, in a Texas death match, we need to set up a new rule where feuds can only go 3 matches. You lose one, the other guy loses the other one, and then you have the tiebreaker. Why are we having a 4th Mox Hangman match?
Well, I have to ask Sarah, what do you think a Texas death match is?
with a guy named Hangman.
Yes.
Texas.
The cowboy.
Both are white. I will let you know that.
I would imagine it's just a bunch of people who've had COVID 8 times trying to outlast each other.
Nice.
Pretty close.
They get to vote in the next election.
Yeah. That makes sense. That sounds about
it's
right.
Pretty close. Yeah. Pretty close. Not far off there.
Oh, man. But yeah, Mox had a really good match on Dynamite with Evil Uno, who I adore. And I'm glad that they're trying to make people respect him again, because it has, similar to Sammy, he was become a joke
right.
kind of thing. But when Evil Uno started, he was very serious. Kind of creepy, and I enjoyed it, and then it just got into the joke territory, which is fine too. I enjoy comedy, but I'm glad he's trying to restore his credibility there.
Way too much blood, though.
So much blood.
I mean, with Mox, it's not really surprising anymore.
Oh, no,
every match.
Yeah,
like when Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa fought, and they both bled.
Yeah,
that was surprised. Like, oh my god, this is an amazing match. Yeah. But like with Mox, it's like, okay, he's bleeding again.
And I don't know if you watch the Comedy Store Wrestling stories, but I keep catching the camera guys. So Sarah, when they cut themselves, they do it to themselves with blades.
Uh-huh.
The camera guys.
I saw the movie The Wrestler.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yes, I remember that part.
The camera guy is supposed to not show the people that. But for some reason, AEW just loves showing Moxley going like this in the corner. It's like, guys.
Well, they get the camera guys WWE will hire.
That's
so,
true.
Like,
that's
they're getting
true.
Second bananas.
I just feel like anytime you see two people go at it again and again and again, like it just kind of gets old. Like it's like I feel like that happens in boxing where you're like, how many times?
Yeah, I don't need to see it a fourth time.
Anymore. It's like,
that's how I feel about baseball.
Yeah.
Like, how many times can the Mets lose to the Braves in 3 days?
A lot.
Enough. I wish it was four times.
Yeah, I know you do.
That's what she wishes. I know.
But whatever, we're getting that match. It'll be bloody, and I'm sure it'll be ridiculous. I hope.
Only the one. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No.
Is it only the one guy making himself bleed, or is it both of them making themselves bleed?
Because
if you need a bleeder, I know some girls that'll.
Oh, really?
Get involved.
And Mox is the guy that bleeds at every match, every single match.
But it was way too much. Like,
well, at one point, I think they fucked up because I don't know if Evil Uno cut himself or if Moxley did it for him, but when Evil Uno started bleeding, he's wearing a lucha mask, by the way. He kind of tore it open, and Mox put him in a headlock, and it was squirting out.
Oh.
Like squirting into the arms and the floor, and I'm like, oh, shit. Whoever bladed him, if it was him or Mox, hit a nerve. I don't know.
Faces bleed a lot.
Yeah, but
faces
like...
faces have a lot of...
It was just squirting out. It was
weird.
Yeah,
but I think they say you have the most blood vessels
here.
Yeah,
in your forehead. So like that's why like Marines like or like people in the military, like an old fighting style was to slash the forehead because it would blind you.
Mm.
So you couldn't fight because you'd be getting so much blood in your eye. Because the forehead, even though it's, you know, non-lethal, it's just an impediment.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I can understand why wrestlers do it because it is quite the effect.
Yeah. It can be.
They call it the Crimson Mask.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to be fighting someone that bled a lot. Like, let alone for the fourth time.
Yeah.
Because you know.
Dude, I mean, I'm enough with your...
It's every match.
I don't think they test that much. Like, what if he has Hep C or like...
Anything.
If anybody has Hep C, it's Mox.
Well, don't worry. The ref puts on gloves as soon as someone starts bleeding. The guy he's fighting is fucked, but the ref is safe.
Yeah, the ref is fine. All right, moving along. This is kind of an insider news bit for everyone. Spectrum Cable.
Oh.
Has mistakenly listed Forbidden Door 2 on their list of upcoming events for June 24th. So well, might have a date.
That I'm a direct TV guy, so.
Oh, there you go. Well,
now you know what day
the pay-per-view is happening.
Yes. Day you need to be home and not booked.
Yeah.
I wasn't booked that day anyway.
But yeah, they haven't announced this date. It's just something that popped up on Spectrum Cable's listing, so... It may or may not be real, but something to look into. And Forbidden Door 2, now that Mercedes Moné is the female IWGP champion, I feel like we might get her involved with Jamie Hayter. That'd be cool. At Forbidden Door. What do you think?
I hope so, but that's a long way out.
You think Jamie's not going to hold on to it till June?
Well, I think the problem with Forbidden Door and New Japan and AEW is that guys are jumping back and forth now, so I don't feel it's really Forbidden Door anymore.
Is Forbidden Door just a female thing?
No.
It sounds like a female.
That sounds like a
porn. It definitely sounds like a porn for some.
Well, I mean, there is a Forbidden Door.
Yeah. No, it's a... So,
depends who you are.
On most women.
I've only done that once, but like...
Still forbidden. That's why you want to go through it.
Not that night. Earl, you've got to slow down.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right.
New Earl. I'm just trying to be happy-go-lucky Earl.
Okay. I'm sorry I brought it up, but I was really just asking if it was an all-female event.
No,
ever do that? Do they ever do an all-female show?
WWE did it once.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it was going to go well. It did not.
Why?
Just people don't care. Unfortunately,
it was called Revolution, and there were a lot of botches.
A lot of botches happened. People didn't invest.
It was their way of saying like
they made mistakes.
Like they were messing up moves, falling off the ropes. It was.
But men do that too.
But I think women, because of the reputation and like the wrestling fans.
Yeah, the wrestling fans are mostly
to see
boys.
Men, yeah. They were expecting this, and the fact that it happened, it just reinforced every stupid stereotype that they already had.
Plus, they all got into accidents on the way there.
Yeah. They couldn't back out. You should have seen the parking lot.
Yeah.
They couldn't back out.
Nobody could go in reverse.
Nope.
Nobody could leave.
Nope.
Yeah, they just had to stay until the next match.
Yeah, they haven't done that in a, since that pay-per-view. I feel they were building it like, this is the women's revolution.
I'm bad. You guys are out of control.
I brought it up. You are bad. I'm just adding
cherries
on top.
Have more female, all female cards.
Oh sure, I'm down for it. It's just it didn't work. It didn't work. Yeah, it didn't work that one time, and I guess that was enough for people to be like, "Eh, we're not going to spend any more."
How recently was that?
That's like a few years back.
2021 in end of the year.
No,
or was it? Oh, 2019, right before the pandemic.
Yeah, it was before pandemic. Oh.
But now that Stephanie McMahon's gone, we'll never see that. I would be shocked if we ever saw that again. She was like a real like supporter of that kind of stuff, and now.
And AEW barely puts their women in any kind of matches, so it's not going to come from AEW.
It's the same four women, basically.
Yeah.
AEW.
Yeah. They have a roster of like 30 women, and you see the same four on TV all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's how it is with women in stand-up. It's like there's not a lot of us, so you're going to see at least one of us on the show.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Your next comedian coming to the stage.
There should be more women in stand-up. I'm a feminist.
I'm actually fine with there being less.
And then finally, the last thing I have is Earl's wet dream coming to reality with the
number of things.
Let me guess.
Girl, big tits.
Let me guess.
Yeah, can you guess what my wet dream would be?
Your wet dream coming to reality would be, man, let me guess. The Undertaker comes back. And he only wants to fight you.
Oh, my God.
And you get the win.
I'm Arnis
and
Rock
become
right
the
now.
Undertaker instead of him.
Oh.
That's a pretty good dream.
That's pretty good.
To be honest with you.
I could tell you part of what it really is, a group called the Young Bucks.
Sounds like another Undertaker.
I'm starting to sweat here.
Yeah. The Young Bucks are going to face off against Aussie Open. Which, you know, everybody knows it's coming. The trios match, the Elite versus the United Empire, which is Earl's favorite peoples.
No, it's not. The United Empire is not my favorite people.
Will Ospreay.
Those two guys are pretty useless.
No, come on. They're good.
They're good, but like you don't really care about it.
That's true.
Most right, people couldn't say their names. But this is building up to the leaders of these two groups wrestling, and that's Will Ospreay. Who you would love. I mean, he is basically cuts roast style promos. And Kenny Omega, who is
the best wrestler in the world, according to a lot of people.
Bray Wyatt at promos, because he was always my favorite when I watched wrestling.
I believe he is, but
I
you know.
Bray was like one of the best actors I had seen in wrestling in a long time.
He's back, by the way.
But when they were the group together.
Oh, yeah, the Wyatt family.
It was like, it was after that first. That first season of
Tough Enough?
No. It was a TV show.
Like, NXT?
No. It was a TV show on TV that like they would always be like, it was like True Detective season two. The first True Detective.
Okay. Yeah.
Remember that with Matthew McConaughey, right? And there was the guy in the woods with the mask. And like then the Bray Wyatt and them came out and they were kind of doing something similar where just like these backwoods people where you're like, oh my God.
Wait a minute, I thought you were an outsider.
She is an outsider. That's recent wrestling.
I know enough.
Well, she's friends with Dolph. She knows.
Right, I only knew like when I was watching like his stuff, and I would just be like, "Oh, that guy's a really good actor."
Okay,
and then we'll see if like, "What do you mean?"
We'll see if she still likes Bray after the Mountain Dew Blackout match. We'll pull that up for a little bit.
Yeah, they recently had him in a Mountain Dew Pitch Black match. I still love him.
Mountain Dew. I mean, he is kind of like, if I were going to pick the face of Mountain Dew, it would probably be.
Right, why?
Yeah. I mean, Mountain Dew was our coffee growing up. You know?
So Friday, we got the Young Bucks and Aussie Open.
I'm expecting a run in at the end of the match by one of either Ospreay or Omega, and then the other comes out, and I'll be full boner for the whole match.
Oh, boy, here we go. Full boner.
You like Ospreay is somebody that's in a group?
Yeah. Okay. Can you put up that one promo they cut against each other? I just want Sarah to see both of their. It was like a roast battle. Like they were. Because at one point, Ospreay called Omega fat.
Uh-huh.
And you could tell that was not in the script.
went off script.
Because, you know, the worst thing you could do to someone who works out a lot is call them fat. They'll lose their minds. And then Omega guy, oh, you can call me fat? Well, I've done a lot more than you have, young man.
And then it got personal. So then he was like, oh, you're going to make it personal. Yeah. I'm going to make it personal.
I'm going to talk about how you can't do anything I can. Oh. It got real. Yeah. There's our boy.
This is it. So which one is your favorite?
No, this is Bray
Wyatt. That's Bray Wyatt now, by the way.
That's Bray now? Oh, my gosh.
They did a neon.
He's gotten ginormous.
Yeah, he
still has that long, unkempt hair.
Yeah, the dreads.
But basically everything was neon and glowed in the dark.
It was a Spencer's gift shop.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
And look, I grew up.
I was like, wait a minute. Go back to that guy. Back.
No. I don't really like that kind of stuff.
Oh.
I don't like
hot guys. You don't like hot guys?
No, I don't like them like when they're like they shave their body.
Oh, and, okay.
You know, like they have to, you know, then all that to me says is like, oh, everything's going to be prickly against
you. Right.
There's always going to be scruff. There's going to be scruff everywhere. Nothing on you is soft.
Not Hangman. Exactly. Wait, there it is. It's down there. You just, that one right there.
This?
Yeah.
Do we have audio?
I mean, we don't have to watch all 6 minutes.
Which one is your guy? This guy?
That guy.
Uh-huh. Okay. He looks like somebody you would like.
Yeah, this is beefy.
He's got a great perm.
Now that you guys are in the big leagues, that's just one of your daily duties.
Yeah, this is good.
So you can handle responsibility well. Hopefully you can handle it a little better than filling my shoes in New Japan.
Ooh, I don't know what that means. I don't watch this, but ooh.
He's like, you can't do anything I can over there.
Well, yeah, because Kenny was like the main guy.
Those are the young bucks Earl wants to fuck.
I didn't know the cleaner was a puss.
Ooh.
Bruv, sit in your shoes. The way I see things is the short time that I've been in New Japan, I've done everything you've done and more, you fragile little.
Oh, did they cut his mic?
Here comes the fat part.
Kenny Omega was wearing a bad t-shirt when he came back. What's the matter, bruv? I'm in that little belly of yours. Are you out scum, brother? Is that what it is? Look at you, bruv. Covered in tape. I just did a G1. Went to the final. Another 5 stars, bruv.
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 Bruv. Bruv. Well, I've been working. You've been sitting down again. The young bucks will wipe your ass for you, brother.
Ooh.
So you can tell he's a little pissed.
Face it, you guys have built a wonderful empire here, but it wouldn't be as good because you invited me to come over here, mate.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That. No.
Well, that fat line, you could tell he kind of crooked his head and like. All
right. Okay.
I think it's time for the Outsiders.
All right. Let's do the Outsiders game. I sent John some pictures.
And I chose different ones.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Whatever. That's fine.
Sure you did.
Okay. So he sent me a list. So let's go through the Outsiders segment. Explain what it is.
So typically what we do is we will give you a name of a wrestler.
Okay.
Then I wanted you to guess what he looks like or she looks like and what their gimmick is. And then we'll show you a picture. This time I wanted to reverse it. Show you a picture and have you guess what their name is.
Okay.
We decided let's go to the original one.
Oh, you're going to the original. Yeah. Okay, fine. Fine.
Why are you just trumping everything?
Goodness.
Well, because
he's the producer, he can do it.
No, they were original. They were names that you would probably know because they're recent. They're recent superstars, so I wanted to pull older ones.
I don't know.
I went with recent guys because I figured she wouldn't know because she's not watching the newer stuff.
Well, I should have picked them because I'll just pick the older guys.
You guys, I should have picked them, and then I would have guessed right.
We have some good ones. I'll read them off since I have.
Are we doing picture? She guesses names.
No, we're giving the name and she's name, and pick
okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So all right.
Give me the name, and then I have to pick which picture it is.
No, we're gonna give you the name, and you're gonna tell us what you think their gimmick is, what their finishing move might be.
What they look like.
Yeah.
Very complicated thing.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
So Sarah is a big baseball fan, named her latest special 44.
Okay.
After Hank Aaron.
Yes. I thought it was after your age. No, I'm just
kidding. My age. No.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. It is? Yeah. Okay. All right.
So they had that in common.
Oh.
The first superstar is Abe Knuckleball Schwartz.
Oh.
I've never even heard of this.
Yeah, I don't know who this is.
Knuckleball Schwartz.
He was known as the Brooklyn Brawler at one point, but...
Ah, I know the Brooklyn Brawler.
But then he got a knuckleball? He could throw a knuckleball?
They wanted to make... Just take a guess.
If your name's Abe, I'm guessing you don't go to the theater. So I'm thinking Knuckleball Schwartz. Oh, well, Schwartz makes me think you do go to the theater. Mm.
Or he's related to MJF.
Knuckleballer makes me think that he, you know, can throw things. So that his move, and a knuckleball means you throw it and it has no spin. So he does something with no spin. Hmm. So that would be his finishing move, would be no spin. And Schwartz, I'm just going to steal the thing about the other guy and think he has a Burberry scarf or something like that.
Yes, all Jews do wear Burberry scarves.
Yes, we do. And he, if his name's Abe, maybe he has a really tall hat that he wears.
So,
and he cuts promos as a presidential.
I believe there was a baseball strike in the early 90s.
There was.
And this was WWE's way
of... That was 96?
Yeah, this was WWE's way of protesting it and making fun of them. With, wait, Abe Knuckleball. Wait, where is he?
Abe Knuckleball.
There we go.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I remember seeing this.
Yeah, so Brooklyn Brawler, who used to just... This is him as Brooklyn Brawler, just a homeless guy from Brooklyn. They painted his face to be a baseball, and he would sometimes wear walk around with a sign that said, I'm on strike.
Jeez.
Oh, wouldn't that be a dream? If I probably wouldn't play money to watch that guy play ever. Anyway.
No, it's pretty terrible.
I think baseball players should start wearing face paint. They'd be make it more interesting.
They'd probably be more recognizable.
Yeah.
Now that they don't. Like,
all of them have beards now. It's kind of weird. I can't tell.
I mean, I like that he's wearing pinstripes with a number one, as if anybody in pinstripes can ever claim that they're number one.
I'm number one.
That is an insult, because we were number one. Well, I don't say we. I'm a Mets fan. But the Yankees were number one for a good portion of the 90s.
That's right. I was there.
Yes, I remember. We got swept by them in 99.
Next up is Typhoon.
Ooh,
what do you think Typhoon looks like?
Typhoon. Okay, so this is in talking about the weather, not someone who's Thai from Thai.
It's WWE. You don't know.
It could be Typhoon.
Both.
Yes, if it was, yes. He's built like a 12-year-old boy. no, Typhoon, I would think. He's probably really gassy because typhoons are really windy. So he might be just like a fat guy who's got a lot of farts and can't get women wet, because typhoons don't very often get people wet. They happen in the middle of the ocean. That would be my guess. And his finishing move is... just begging that person to let him get on top of them and pin them, because it's not something he can do at home.
She might have nailed this one.
Not far off.
Damn. Not far off at all. Also known as Tugboat before.
Tugboat's a great name.
This is him as Tugboat.
I prefer him as Tugboat.
But they paired him up with this guy who looks like his actual brother. And his name was Earthquake. We had Earthquake and Typhoon.
Yes, complete disasters and very natural.
Yeah, wasn't that their name? The natural disasters.
The natural disasters.
Yeah, that makes sense. See?
Is Typhoon alive? Because Earthquake's dead, right?
I think Typhoon is alive.
Yes.
And one of them, I think it's Typhoon, is actually the Shockmaster too, right?
Typhoon is, that's a...
The Shockmaster, which we've covered in this podcast before, but
that's the guy right here.
It's him here. This is him older. He wore a stormtrooper helmet that was blinged out like this.
Hilarious.
And then he was supposed to do this big intro. All of the world's best wrestlers were going to introduce him. He was going to break through a wall, and he just falls over and fucks up the whole segment.
Well, he broke through the wall, but what they didn't tell him was, in between rehearsal and the actual moment of doing it, someone put a 2x4. Where he was stepping, so he couldn't see it, he literally fell through.
Oh, right, I like Tugboat though.
Tugboat's a good one.
That's a great name for a wrestler. Tugboat.
His action figure didn't do much, but it was great.
I would buy that.
Okay, I have one more, and then we'll let Eddie take it from here. The Mexicools.
Ooh.
The Mexicools.
The Mexicools.
WWE was pretty fucked up early 2000s.
Why would you say that?
The Mexicools. Okay. Well, I mean, I would think anything Mexican is pretty cool. I'm a big fan. So I would say, but, you know, cool in temperature, usually not.
When you think of a cool Mexican, what do you think of?
When I think of a cool Mexican?
Yeah, what do you
Pablo
think?
He's Colombian, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Same difference.
Boy, oh boy.
Escobar.
How do you think they would ride to the ring?
How do I think they... On a donkey?
Oof.
That would be that, pretty
funny. Is that racist?
No, not at
it's
all.
It's actually not as racist as the actual answer.
Oh. Not in wrestling.
I'm like, if they're trying to be something like, you know, archetypal, which tends to be something that happens in wrestling where they like, oh, on a lawnmower? That's even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a donkey's really
well, I'm thinking donkey show. They're putting on a right. show like, hey, we want people to watch.
Nope,
know?
They put three of them on a lawnmower and rode them down to the ring.
They're all wearing jumpsuits because they're probably ex-cons.
Agreed to do adds that? Up. Oh my gosh. That's
All right.
Wow.
But that's not the worst thing they've done.
Yeah, they've done way worse.
You look at like how
this is bad, but
they're the only ones that Vince McMahon gave health insurance to. And it's like, hey, we're gonna help you. Yeah.
All right. Wow. Next up on the list.
You guys are really
sorry. I'm hurt. I'm hurting over here.
The most racist stuff, I would say.
Yeah,
I did not pick any of these for the record.
Just saying, as the only brown guy in the room, I feel hurt.
You would have said, if you had to be me and guessing, you would have said something way worse.
100%.
Oh, Kim Congdon probably had the worst one.
Kim Congdon has the all time.
Oh, no.
They can I say what she said? They gave her the big boss man, and, you know, he was a cop from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Uh-huh. So she guessed that his finishing move was shooting unarmed black people.
Well, Stone Mountain. Yeah.
That's Kim Congdon, not Earl Skakel.
Yeah, just to clarify. All right, so next up we got Doink.
Doink. Okay, so he's an NFL kicker for the Bears. That would be double doink.
Double doink.
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 Okay. Is it a little person?
That's your guess?
I'm guessing.
And then the finisher for doink?
For doink? Okay. For doink, I'm guessing he sits on your face.
Ooh.
That would be a good finisher.
Double doink.
That was Rikishi's finisher.
Right. Yeah, that was Rikishi.
Okay.
Doink. The clown.
Doink the clown.
I used to love him as a child. I thought it was great.
But there were
doink
several.
And dink. There's a dink.
Yeah, there's a tiny. So you were close because there is a dink.
Oh, dink is the tiny.
Yeah, there's a tiny one. There's two tiny ones. I don't know. Yeah, there were several doinks.
They're called little people.
Little people, sorry. Tiny. Brad would be very. Our previous guest, Brad, would be very upset. Yes, okay, no, I'm
Brad
kidding.
Knows a lot. There's a few little people in wrestling, right?
Yeah, Hornswoggle.
Oh, yeah, Hornswoggle. I met him a few times.
But the original doink was actually Repo Man. Did you know that?
I did. Because there's like, I think, four of them. Oh,
you guys should go on Jeopardy. You guys should go on 100,000 Pyramid Wrestling.
Oh, we'd kill it. Oh, my God. I'd be a millionaire.
Doink. Repo Man.
I'd be a millionaire by the first commercial break.
Earl on basic cable is not something
that. That's definitely. What do you mean? I can mellow out when I have to. I'm neutered. I can.
All right, next up, Godfather.
Oh, okay. The Godfather. Yeah. So I'm guessing he's Italian.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
Right?
All right.
I would guess. That's what I would have guessed.
I would guess Italian. Yeah. And he says, say hello to my little friend or something.
I'm pretty close.
He brings in a little friend who
is a little person.
Person.
Dink.
Yeah. A little person. A little person who jumps on them.
Okay.
And he wears maybe an ascot.
Hmm.
I would guess an ascot. And he has a butler.
Oh, a butler too. Okay. All right.
You're really not far off with a lot of the general things you just listed.
Hey, listen, if you want stereotypes, you came to the right person.
Yeah, he's a pimp.
Oh.
That's the guy.
Why is that? That's that. Why is that not far off? That's
he comes with little friends to the ring, and he would offer them to his opponents. Hey, if you don't want to wrestle me, take one of my ladies instead.
The Ho Train,
it was called.
Oh, the Ho Train.
Really a misogynistic character.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. That's more R. Kelly right there. Like, that's just here's some women that you can have and abuse.
I found some local ladies, and you can either wrestle me or take one of these ladies back to your room.
I wonder how the vetting process was to getting these ladies. Like, I mean, did they go to every town and go to their strip clubs and like, hey, let me just get a few?
Sure, they were like open micers.
Even with Dolph, like, his early thing was he was a caddy or something.
The Spirit Squad, wasn't he in that?
Yeah, he was in the Spirit Squad.
Yeah,
they were like preppy.
White jumpsuits, and they rode in a. I thought they rode in a golf cart or something. They were male cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Oh, I'm way off. I thought he did something with a.
No, you're thinking of the guys, the Greenwich. Wasn't there like a Connecticut?
The Greenwich Posse, or something like that.
Yeah, there was like a posse. They were in sweater vests, and I think they rode around in a golf cart.
Well, Ryan is doing stuff now, right? Isn't Ryan?
Ryan's in AEW.
He's in AEW. Oh,
yeah, they're competing with each other.
He's the Hollywood hunk.
Oh, yeah. He did tell me that. Yeah.
I mean, he loses a lot, but it's always really funny.
He's like, you know, like brother, you know. Like, that's what they're... He's grown up watching someone lose.
All right.
he should know how to lose very well.
Well, he might be in AEW sooner than you think. So.
That's true. Dolph.
Yeah.
Nick.
I mean, I hope.
Yeah, man. They just had him lose to Ali in like a very nothing match on Monday. I was just kind of like, what the fuck are they doing?
I'm hoping that if he's not in WrestleMania, you know, this year, that he finally leaves.
He'd be a star in AEW.
Oh, like, absolutely.
I think
that's exactly why they keep him in. They know how good of a wrestler he is. He's insanely good.
He was a
walk-on at Kent State. He was like, you know, state champion. He would have been 4 years in a row, which is completely unheard of. But then somebody miscalculated at the final. Like, it's like.
Do you have any inside scoop why he stays there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not going to say it on here. Well, but yes, I know for a fact why he stays.
I'll guess the paycheck. If they put him up against MJF, that would be such a good way to break him into AEW.
Yeah.
They'd both kill it. They're both great wrestlers. And, like, Dolph is Dolph. He's amazing.
Yeah.
So, and MJF is like.
Yes, there's a reason he's lasted as long as he has, and he's as good as he is still.
But he's also reliable. Like, they put him into every single
He's a workhorse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's reliable. He doesn't hurt people. He just shows up.
Yeah.
He plays his part.
Yeah.
All right. Stop blowing up Nick's head.
But we should, though, because I'm looking forward to his first AEW match.
Oh, there you go.
Sooner than later.
That's true.
He will be in AEW. I can sense it.
You can sense it. We'll see. That'd be a good little jab from Tony Khan to WWE.
They have mistreated him in WWE.
For sure.
He's basically a jobber now. That's insane.
Yeah. All right. Next on the list, Papa Shango.
Oh, we're still going.
We got three more. Papa Shango.
Shango. Oh, S-H-A-N-G-O.
Yeah, Shango.
A-N-G-O. Why is it? Papa Shango.
Oh. Papa Shango.
Papa Shango.
Which is a Cuban voodoo thing, by the way, but I don't know if it's people know
related?
That. Related? I don't know if people know that, because he's not Cuban.
Shango. I mean, I really do not know what to think of a Papa Shango.
Like, I don't either.
I mean, if all I right, didn't just... see the way it was written... Yeah, to me, it sounds very like,
What nationality does Shango seem like when you look at the word?
Well, I immediately think Shango Unchained. Like, that's where I think.
Nice.
That was good. She might be the new host.
I'm probably wrong, and I hope I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
Not really. Yeah.
Oh.
That's
like
Papa Shango. I almost
like
screwed it up by saying
doll?
The voodoo thing.
You may recognize him from the previous Superstar.
He's also the Godfather.
Oh, okay.
And he was also Kama at one point.
And he was in Nation of Domination.
That's their
go-to racist that character.
What do you think the theme of the Nation of Domination was?
The Nation of Domination?
You're right. Whatever you're thinking.
uh, uh, I don't know what the theme is, but I don't want to know.
Let's just say
I'm disappointed.
Without saying, Tommy would not like the Nation of Domination.
They're all black.
Well, I mean, I don't like all of them. I don't like the Scrumps.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. Owen Hart was in Nation of Domination.
Owen Hart was a traitor.
Yeah, the Nation of Domination for me would think like BDSM, but it's not BDSM.
BDSM.
Bondage, domination.
Come on, Sarah.
I know. I talk a very big game, which I do not, but I don't know. Yeah, I'm very.
All right. Well,
I'm a prude. So.
We got two more for you.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm sorry.
This one's pretty self-explanatory, I would say.
Okay. That's what you've said about all of them.
What you said about Papa Shango.
Yeah, I kind of almost botched that one. Hillbilly Jim.
Okay. This sounds more up my alley. Hillbilly Jim sounds like where I used to work out, the Hillbilly Jim.
Oh.
We called it, I think it was called Gold's where I grew up. that would probably be, I would think Hillbilly Jim is a bunch of people who drink moonshine together and they're it's a group of three.
Ooh.
Right?
Well, you're not far off.
I'm not. It's a group of two.
Yeah, it's
and they're both related, and they have sex with each other.
Ooh. Well, that I'm not so sure of. Nice.
They're brother and sister, and they have a kid whose eyes are a little too close together. That's who Hillbilly Jim is. They drink moonshine, and they have a pet pig who they're just raising. Yep.
Yep. That's
overalls,
Hillbilly Jim, all right.
No shirt.
But that's his partner, right?
And his finishing move is that he gets really confused when you ask him to spell something. And then he just passes out.
Are you thinking about the Godwins?
Didn't Hillbilly Jim have not necessarily a tag partner, but like a little helper?
Wasn't there somebody else that had overalls with no shirt?
Well, the Godwins were kind of like that, and actually would have like pigsty matches where like it was just mud, if I remember correctly.
No, that's not who I'm thinking about. Maybe I'm remembering Hillbilly Jim. Maybe I grew up with him.
Was he back
with Sting and like all those guys? Well, in that
it was like the 90s.
Sting was my favorite.
80s, 90s.
Growing up.
Oh, really?
Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
We talked about that when we first met, that I used to love Sting. He was like my favorite.
Because he was blonde.
Well, you know. I mean, I grew up in Georgia with TBS and TNT, and that's when you had WCW and WWE, and they competed against each other when wrestling was good because there were two.
Yes.
You know, that's why I think AEW is very good for wrestling because, A, it's broadening it and giving more people a platform, but also creating a way for, you know, a place for wrestlers to leave and to threaten and to like maybe, you know, have make WWE have a little bit more accountability to take better care of people.
Yeah.
Can we pull up just a nice mid-90s picture of Sting for me and Sarah?
Listen, I'm thinking the pink pants with the shirt.
Surfer Sting.
Yes. Surfer Sting was one of my Sting wrestler.
Good one.
But you know, Sting does own the name Sting. Mm-hmm. He's no dummy.
Sting's face paint was one of the best because he didn't go full face. He just did that. Oh no! I'm gonna keep my mouth. You know. Yeah.
I don't know.
Still wrestling, by the way.
Is he?
It's insane.
I remember when he got inducted into the Hall of Fame, and I was like very excited for him.
Yeah, but he had a job to Triple H, so they really stuck it to him.
Earl's not over
yet. Yeah,
what?
He lost.
His first, you as a writer, I think, would have put Sting over, and he lost his first match in WWE. Because they really wanted to say, thanks for never coming and joining us. This is what you get.
Oh.
But I take things personally.
No, I would too. I mean, yeah. I think Sting was like, kind to me, he was like my favorite. Obviously, you know, you had the Macho Man, which everybody loved, but I loved Sting. Well, everybody loved Hulk Hogan. Everybody loved Macho Man, but I was like, nah, Sting's
the man. That's why I love Sarah. She speaks the truth.
And now I speak the truth.
Well, he's in.
Like, I don't want any. I don't know what she's saying.
Well, he's in his 60s now in AEW, jumping off of second floor balconies, through tables like nothing.
Show, wait, can we just show her one? Just show her the no, and then
show her this.
The no, I know it's like a little doll to me. Show her the no sell, the Young Bucks that he did this, that Sting did to the Young Bucks. This is just more humorous than. So these are like really young dudes. No, you had it. That one.
Oh man, look at his. He still has hair. Just, good for just him, picture. Man.
Oh, these are just
receding
pictures.
Hairline.
That's all good.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, these are just pictures.
But that's like it's.
Oh no, there's video. Okay.
Yeah, so here he is at 63.
Yeah, where they have to like work around him. See, I don't really like his face paint like that.
The crow? You don't like the crow?
Yeah, not a huge.
Yeah, I love that. Like that move usually takes everybody out.
That's
two double
their
kick.
Finishers, the right. Double super kick.
And he's
the
like,
super
"Fuck kick. You guys,
Sting, bitch."
Selling a hit is really.
It's an art form.
It's a real art form. People. Yeah.
All right, final one for you, Irwin R. Scheister.
Irwin R. Scheister.
IRS for short.
Sounds, oh yeah, he sounds like every owner of a comedy club.
Oh, she said it. I didn't.
Not this comedy club. I'm thinking like every Midwestern comedy club that I've ever been booked at. Like, yeah, no, we have your money. It's just like the ATM would only allow me to get so much out.
Oh, right.
But you said IRS for short, so to me that's a giveaway.
Well, I mean, Irwin R. Scheister.
Yeah, that means he's like out to take your money. He's got a briefcase, and he's going to. He wants. He's here to collect.
Oh.
Now should we?
His collection. Yep. Mm-hmm.
She nailed it.
The overalls. I mean, the what are those
suspenders?
Suspenders is like.
What were you
next
gonna say?
Level.
Should we have
should
her?
Should we say? Can you guess who his dad is?
No, no, he's a dad.
Who his
in real
son
life?
Is.
Yeah,
who's his son is.
In real life.
Current WWE wrestler.
Oh, current?
Just by looking at him.
Look at his face.
Current WWE.
Superstar.
Oh, superstar?
Yeah.
No, I can't guess. I mean, I would, I couldn't even guess a name. Becky Lynch. She's the only one.
There you go.
The board selection.
Is it Ray?
Ray Wyatt's dad.
That's Bray's dad.
I knew his dad was. A wrestler, I didn't realize that's who it was.
Yeah. Irwin R. Scheister. And that was his catchphrase, too, was it come to collect something like that. What was it? What was his catchphrase?
He would just call the audience tax cheese.
I'm here to collect.
Yeah. I'm here to collect. Yeah, he would say that. That's
on
good.
April 15th. Did he have a big match every April 15th?
He didn't really have too many big matches, no. To be honest.
No.
I thought Bray's dad was a really famous wrestler.
I mean, he was pretty big back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, he
was like
in the 90s.
I mean, they had him back for Raw 30. He collected tax on APA, so he must have been a big deal.
See, I feel like those guys, like, they look like they were always, you know how the manager was always the character too? There was the wrestler
Who
had the manager or like their, you know, agent, quote unquote,
that
was there to help.
We had more characters back in the day. Like now we're kind of seeing some of it, like, you know, Bray and his thing and Finn Balor with the demon. Like we're seeing some characters, but it's not like it used to be. Like there's no way that I would love to go back to that, honestly. I don't know.
I think the internet's ruined, like.
Yeah, the characters.
Like I really thought he was an IRS agent.
When you were growing
look
up.
That's how dumb I was. I'm like, oh, but they just have this guy around to collect everyone's taxes.
Well, that'll do it for us for this week. We'll be back next week. We've got the AEW Revolution picks to do for next week, so that should be fun. Sarah, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Everyone, please check out 44. Where is it available for everybody to see it?
Now, is this coming out today?
We have... No, it's coming out Monday, so we have 1 week left. You could check it out on moment.co/Sarah Tiana.
Just go to my socials and you'll find out where you can watch it.
Yeah. And it's at Sarah Tiana on everything, all the things?
So it'll tell you where you can watch it after that.
Was it produced by our
yes, we filmed it here at the Comedy
Store. Our very own?
This was my producer and director. Yes, yes.
So please make sure to check it out. Follow Sarah on socials. You can follow me at RRBG Podcast. Earl, where can they follow you at?
Don't bother about me. I'm about giving. Follow Sarah Tiana.
There you go. There
the
you
best
go.
person. I've done comedy a long time. No one touches her as a person and as a comic.
Except for Earl right now with his finger.
Yeah, right then when he was tapping my shoulder. Right.
Oh, I see what you said. Yeah, but like, it wasn't like creepy or anything.
No, no, no. Make sure to follow us at Comedy Store Wrestling on Instagram, at Store's War on Twitter. Send us an email, comedystorewrestling@gmail.com, if you want to give us suggestions or if you want to send us some toys or whatever it is.
Toys. I'm 54 years old.
Oh, get out of here.
Send me some dolls.
Some dolls, yeah. This guy.
I do collect wrestling action figures.
Yeah, there you go. Action figures.
Yeah. And then Not Samamania. Not Sam.
Yes,
wrestling.
Yes, yes. At Sama, Not Samamania is happening Wednesday, March 29th here at the Comedy Store in the main room. Tickets are available. They're going fast. Do not miss it. Also, March 30th, we have Hunkamania happening in the belly room with Ryan and Nick Nemeth. You should come out and see your boys.
Come.
I didn't. Yeah.
It'll be a fun night for everyone. Everyone's in town. You never know who's going to show up at either of those shows. You never know what's going to happen. It's going to be a fun night.
60,000 wrestling fans with nothing to do. LA is going to be the apocalypse.
It's going to smell
get
awful.
Get your pepper spray out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whistles of all kinds.
For those that are looking to be entrepreneurial, I guarantee if you sell soap and deodorant around, there's going to be a lot of stinky wrestling fans here. I promise you. You'll make some money. Thanks again. We'll see you next week.